dismissing you, thinking you worthy of my disdain, thinking you a sniveling child and nothing more," the matron mother of Menzo Berenzon went on. "I only allowed you to remain in a position of power at Erech Tynnilith, because doing so spoke to the city of the glories of old. House Fay Branch should be powerfully represented in the Academy of Lolth, of course. But then, since it was pathetic you, how powerful would the position truly prove?" Manolan stiffened at the insult, her eyes narrowing, one fist clenching at her side. She wanted to lash out, but Banry knew Manolan would not summon the courage to do so. This one was not a fighter, but a plotter, working with subterfuge and caution within the shadows. "Little did I understand the adamantine of your bones," Banry went on, "or the cleverness lurking behind your dull eyes." Those eyes flared at that remark. Manolan was obviously off balance, insulted and angry indeed, but also cornered by an enemy she knew she could not hope to defeat. "You thought you had Grumph in your web," Banry openly taunted. "You truly believed that you could turn his distrust and disapproval of Mere Quenthal against the eternal Banry." The blunt remark had Manolan falling back a step. Her game was over, clearly. For years she had quietly worked on Grumph, using every wile, whispering, undermining words against Quenthal, the witch Quenthal, whom Grumph had hated through the decades. Matron Mother Quenthal watched all of those thoughts play out on the trapped priestess's face, circling through anger and fear, the willingness to throw herself into the fray against the hope that somehow, some way, she could mitigate this personal disaster. And that circle was a spiral, Banry knew, and one driving Manolan ever downward into despair. Yes, she would play through the logic here. She was no fool, but a calculating and devious witch, a true devotee to Lady Lolth. And so Manolan knew, without doubt, that the sudden insight of her arch-enemy, this matron mother standing before her, had to have come from Lady Lolth herself. And so she knew that she was surely doomed. Manolan lifted a hand. Even a mouse would fight in such a corner, but of course Matron Mother Quenthal was the quicker. The scourge of Quenthal appeared in her hand, the five writhing snakeheads hungrily striking at poor Manolan, taunting her telepathically as they invaded her tender flesh. The priestess's eyes widened with horror as she felt the pleasure of Kasothra, who would taste blood to be content. Manolan gasped and fell away as Zinda's fangs reached for her face, for it was fear that Zinda most desired from her enemies. "Do not resist," the third serpent Shiv advised, a soothing melody whispering through Manolan's thoughts, and one so discordant with the excruciating pain of Serpent Cora's fiery poison. The fifth snake, Ingoth, did not strike, but swayed tantalizingly before Manolan's eyes as the priestess slumped back against the wall. In those black eyes, Manolan would see hope, Matron Mother Quenthal knew. For the living serpents of her scourge imparted to her their methods, of course, and asked her permission to continue. Manolan Fay was overwhelmed. Only the wall held her up as the snakes retreated. Then it was the iron grasp of Matron Mother Quenthal, taking her by the arm and dragging her away through another door from the balcony and into a small sitting room. Banry shoved Manolan forward. The priestess crashed through some chairs and barely held her balance. She struggled for a few moments, seeming on the verge of collapse, but then stood straight and spun around to face her adversary.
"You dare strike me in my own house, and on this day of festival?"
She started to growl, but the words caught in her throat as Banry lifted a clawed hand and reached out with her magic.
"Yield,"
she said simply. Manolan wanted to spit, of course, but instead she fell to her knees, driven there by the power of the spell, held there by the will of Quenthal Banry.
I will never underestimate you again, clever assassin,
Matron Mother Quenthal said.
Indeed, my scorn for you is removed, replaced by... Grump Bayenry burst into the room. Admiration.
Matron Mother Quenthal finished, smiling wickedly and looking at the Archmage as if to ask him what had taken him so long.
On this day,
Grump stammered with obvious shock.
In this time?
Matron Mother Quenthal lowered her scourge, the snakes going to their writhing dance and sleep as the weapon fell to the end of its wyvern hide hoop at her hip. She held her hands up innocently as if in surrender.
Decide where your loyalties lie, she said to Grumpf. The Spider Queen will not have her Archmage divided in his loyalties, not in this majestic time. You would secretly lead House Bayenry, so you hoped, and a 10 day ago your choice would have been an easy one.
Dear sister,
Grumpf said. And in that instant the face of the Matron Mother of Menzo Berenzon darkened with rage and twisted with the weight of centuries, and for just a flash of time glared at him with an awful power bared.
Matron Mother,
he quietly corrected, lowering his gaze.
No!
Cried Manolin Fay, her eyes wide, her expression shocked to see mighty Grumpf so cowed.
You will never lead Bayenry,
the Matron Mother calmly remarked.
Strike at her!
Manolin cried.
It is just Quenthal!
Grumpf's gaze snapped up, full of anger. But it fell over Manolin and not his sister. The priestess of Fay Branch fell back, her arms coming up defensively, as if she expected Grumpf to destroy her utterly then and there.
I am with child,
she shrieked as she fell away to prostrate herself on the floor.
Your child,
she begged pathetically. Matron Mother Quenthal smiled knowingly as Grumpf turned his astonished expression her way. With a nod to Manolin, the Matron Mother began to cast a spell and the wizard followed suit. A pair of spectral drow hands, one male, one female, appeared above the prostrated priestess, and together they reached down and grabbed her around the folds of her